From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio reporting. President Trump says the actions of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn during Mr. Trump's transition to the White House were lawful. Flynn pleaded guilty Friday to lying to federal agents, and he's agreed to cooperate with investigators examining allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and collusion between Moscow and the Trump campaign. In his first remarks since Flynn entered the guilty plea, Mr. Trump said there was absolutely no collusion between his presidential campaign and Russia. The president praising the U.S. Senate's passage of a Republican Party tax overhaul bill.
We passed the largest tax cuts in the history of our country and many other things along with it. Tremendous tax reform. But it was the biggest package in terms of tax cuts ever passed in our country.
Republicans say the $1.5 trillion tax reform bill will grow the U.S. economy. Democrats say these sorts of bills usually leave most Americans in worse financial shape. A few more hurdles must be overcome before a final tax package can become law. The Senate and the House of Representatives' version must be reconciled before going to the president for his signature. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has met with Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi in Cairo ahead of today's counter-extremism conference focused on West Africa. During the meeting, Secretary Mattis offered condolences for the recent terrorist attack on a mosque in the Sinai and recognized Egypt as a strategic defense partner with the United States. Cairo was the first stop of a four-nation tour, which also includes Jordan, Kuwait, and Pakistan. I'm Philip Alexio. This is VOA News. North Korea's foreign ministry has denounced the joint Air Force drill between the U.S. and South Korea, which it claimed as the largest aerial drill against the state. South Korea and the United States Air Forces, they're scheduled to hold a joint drill from December 4th to the 8th, and about 12,000 U.S. personnel will be involved with South Korean troops, while 230 aircraft will be flown at 8 U.S. and South Korean military installations. United Nations Security Council ministers will be meeting this month to discuss North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. Reuters' Grace Lee has more.
The U.N. has a lot planned for North Korea this month. An announcement today confirming a meeting of Security Council ministers on December 15th to discuss the country's nuclear and missiles program. It comes just days after North Korea successfully launched a new ballistic missile, which experts say could reach most of the United States. Another separate meeting will be held to discuss human rights abuses, an annual meeting that Pyongyang's ally China tries to prevent every year. North Korea has repeatedly rejected accusations of human rights abuses and blames economic sanctions for its dire humanitarian situation. But a landmark 2014 UN report said that North Korean security chiefs, and possibly Kim Jong-un himself, should face justice for overseeing a state-controlled system of atrocities, which the report says were comparable to crimes committed by Nazis during World War II.
Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. The John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington is bestowing the Kennedy Center Honors, the highest award in the U.S. for a performer, to five recipients on Sunday for their lifetime contributions to the arts. This year's honorees announced last summer, including LL Cool J, who is the first hip-hop artist to receive the prestigious award. The other honorees are television writer and producer Norman Lear, singers Gloria Estefan and Lionel Richie. The White House issued a statement saying President Trump decided not to participate in this year's activities to allow the honorees to celebrate without any political distractions. The United States has informed the United Nations that it will no longer participate in the Global Compact on Migration, the UN General Assembly unanimously adopting the declaration pledging to uphold the rights of refugees. The U.S. says the declaration contains numerous provisions that are inconsistent with American immigration and refugee policies and the Trump administration's immigration principles. A tropical cyclone has triggered heavy rains and winds in southwestern India, killing at least 8 people and damaging homes and power lines and trees. Hundreds of people have been moved into emergency shelters to wait out the storm. I'm Philip Alexio in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.